For most people, the holidays are a happy and healthy time, but some people do end up in the emergency room over the holidays, either because of car accidents while traveling or injuries or illnesses at home. This week on a special hour-long edition of Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, we'll talk about staying healthy for the holidays. Here, we talk about holiday-related injuries with Dr. Michael Boniface, an emergency room doctor at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida.
What brings people to the emergency department during the holidays?
Well, it's a great question, and we actually do see a spike in volumes in the emergency department during the holidays, and in particular, the day following a holiday. In general, we see a lot of the normal injuries and illnesses that we get on a daily basis just with increased frequency. Falls, car accidents, nausea, vomiting, illnesses, kids playing with toys they open. There tends to be more of just sort of the normal general stuff than the really odd or specific Christmas-type injuries.
One common injury that's always described are people falling off ladders when they're hanging up decorations.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, one of my favorite Christmas movies is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And I think we all remember Chevy Chase's character falling off a roof and struggling with the ladder. And that really does happen. And what's interesting is, you know, that movie was now almost 30 years old, and you have a middle-aged gentleman climbing up on the roof. And that generation is now 30 years over and still climbing up on the roof on ladders. And now they tend to be on blood thinners, and you can get in a lot of trouble pretty quickly. So we do tend to see those injuries spike a bit. So ladder safety is absolutely something that I think everyone should be aware of. Somebody there watching you, making sure the ladder is stable. You always want to have 3 points of contact on the ladder at all times. And obviously be sure you're using appropriate equipment.
Do you find that people delay coming to the ER at this time of year because they say, I've got too much going on?
Absolutely. There is some hesitance to come see us at the time of the injury. And we do recommend that if there is something you feel necessitates an emergency department evaluation, you probably should not delay it. And what's an interesting phenomenon that we'll see is the holiday itself actually tends to be pretty slow. We see smaller volumes during the day on Christmas and other major holidays, but we'll find that later that evening, or particularly the next day, people will say, okay, family drove back home, gifts are open, I'm still not feeling well, let's go get this checked out.
What about cooking and carving injuries? Do you see a lot of that in the ER?
Absolutely, and really, I would say 80 to 90% of what we see, sort of holiday-specific injuries, are exactly that, because people are doing things that they're not used to doing. I see plenty of people who cut their arms and fingers and hands carving a turkey. But even back injuries, you know, just pulling a back muscle, slipping a disc, from people climbing up in their attic and lifting heavy boxes out at arm's reach when they're not used to doing that.
Is there a cutback or reduction in staff around the holidays because you are anticipating smaller volumes?
No, we don't adjust our staffing, at least here at Mayo Clinic and really every other hospital I've worked at. We don't staff down expecting less volume on the holidays. The emergency department tends to be fairly unpredictable as far as spikes in volume and people checking in. So there is always a chance that somebody may have to wait. But again, waiting means that you're not as sick as the person next to you. So that's actually a good thing.